Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Greg Stevens. Ambassador Huckabee. Well, he wasn't ambassador then. He was interviewing a man that said most Christians cannot quote over 5 of the 10 commandments, and most of them 3. And I thought, let's see here. So, that's the reason. Now, Ambassador Huckabee. And so, anyway, that's where it came from. So I began to study them again. And he was right. I know I missed 2. And you got it, my Bible?
Anyway. Okay, to your point, I did a little news research for us here with my victory news card. I found the polls. YouGov poll, Pew poll, Barna research, 60% cannot name 5 of the 10. 90% of Americans believe certain commandments are relevant. Murder, stealing, and lying, the others are not.
Wow.
90%. Many believe the golden rule is one of the 10 commandments. Fewer than half of all adults can name all the 4 gospels.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. Fewer than half of all adults can name the 4 gospels. Now, it's changing. Louisiana became the first state with Governor Landry. It requires the display of the 10 commandments in all schools, and they be taught from kindergarten all the way up through high school. Now, officially displaying, these other states have come on board: Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, North and South Dakota, Indiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi. So it's going to change.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I do this, Brother Copeland, at the Bible school. I hate to say this, and there's some former students in here. I do this with them in their first year when they first get there. And when we get to Exodus 20 in an Old Testament survey, I ask them about the 10 commandments. I said, what's your favorite one? Do you remember, any of you remember this? What's your favorite one? What about number 4? Do you like 4? Do you like 7? What's number 6? I do that with you. Did I not do that? And many of them can't do it. They don't know. By the time they come to Bible school, they don't.
Well, let me tell you this. And that's the way I did it. Well, I put it up there on my mirror. Right there before my eyes, I went through it this morning. But it's just the way I used to do in the old days when there was no simulator to flying. So I did it the same way I did back there then. And I'd read them. Number 1, I'll have no other gods before me. Number 2, I'll make no graven image. Number 3, I do not take his name in vain.
Yes.
And it brings me to tears. I honored my father and my mother all the days of my life. Yes.
Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy.
Yes. And let's put this on today.
We're going right now. Yeah. So do you want to pick up?
No. Wait a minute. And I tell people I had a drug problem when I was about 6 or 8 years old. What? My mama drugged me to church every time. Well, I want to go with that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she did. Yeah. And I have the memory of this in my mind. We left University Baptist Church and went downtown to First Church. First Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. They had a balcony. And my mother noticed one morning that down. Yeah, I can put that back in. Yeah. I was leaning out the balcony. Oh. But I absolutely honored my father and my mother because she honored me when we got home. And somebody said, most homes now have switches except the children. Mm-hmm. Come on. Yeah. My mother was a switcher. My little legs just down on her home.
My grandfather was the pastor, the preacher. And he'd be right in the, he wouldn't even look up. He'd just be reading the deal. He'd go, Gregory, and that was it. I'm like, how did he know? I don't know how he knew. He would always say, well, the Holy Ghost tells me.
Yeah.
That's what he'd always say.
John said, Daddy, how do you always know what I'm thinking? I said, John, that's easy. I thought it before you. And let's get down to business here.
We covered Commandment 1 fairly well yesterday. If you missed it, go back and watch it. I am the Lord your God, brought you out of Egypt. Have no other gods before me. And then the second one is likened to it. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything in heaven above or in the earth beneath, nor in the water of the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, is jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third, the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Yes.
There are four prohibitions listed in that verse. We don't make any three-dimensional graven images because we are created in his image. He's three parts, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. We're three parts. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. It's three-dimensional. I can't be worshiping a statue that somebody made. Amen. Three-dimensional statue.
Gordon Robertson was, he really did not want to go to the mission field and so forth. But he was in India. And he saw this woman praying to a rock. Mm-hmm. That's all she knew. Mm-hmm. He said, well, that did it for me.
Nor are we to worship anything that he created, the rock, or a bird, or a
fish,
or the sun, or the moon, or anything like that. That's what Abraham was when he was Abram.
Now, you really hit it when you talked about the moon. Half moon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Islam.
It's on the flag.
Yeah.
On everything they do. Here's the point of this. That was a betrothal. Judaism was born on that first Pentecost when they received these Ten Commandments. And here's the thing. Because they were already breaking them, we'll talk about that later, because they were already breaking them, 3,000 died that day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ground swallowed them up. On the second Pentecost, fulfillment of Pentecost, not the second Pentecost, there was one the next year. But when Pentecost was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, 3,000 were born again that day. For a reason. Because here's the point. God is completely committed to us in our relationship with him. He'll never be unfaithful to you. He'll never be unfaithful to me. See, this is the blessing side of the commandments. You can look at it as God's trying to restrict you and no, he's trying to save you. He's trying to protect you. He's trying to protect your family. He's trying to protect. They thought they knew everything coming out of Egypt. They didn't know anything.
Well, and think about what happened at Babel.
Yes.
The languages were confused. Now, that didn't mean immediately somebody was speaking French. No. Had that been the case, they could have learned the difference in a year. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't understand it's anything they could imagine they could accomplish.
Because they were in unity.
And so the Lord dispersed them around the parts of the world. And when the explorers got over here, the Native Americans, Columbus thought he was in India. That's the reason they're called Indians. Anyway, the American Indian. When they got over here, they had their own language.
Some of them could write, even.
Well, the Cherokee developed an alphabet.
Looks very much like ancient Hebrew.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
looks very much like it.
When they excavated the burial mounds in Cherokee, North Carolina, they found Middle Eastern alloy. And these markings on there, and they took it to a language expert. He said, no, that's Paleon Hebrew.
Yeah. Wow. How'd they get that? Let me show you this real quick, because many people get this wrong in verse 5. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them, for I am your Lord your God, am a jealous God. Now, this part right here. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. Pay attention to that.
Yes.
Of them that, you got to pay attention to the words.
Yes.
And showing mercy, hesed.
Yes.
Unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So here's the point. So many think when he states he visits the sins of the fathers upon the children, they think the wrong way when they see that.
Mm-hmm.
His God's memory is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Lucifer's is not. But God's memory is perfect. He allows his children time to repent.
Yes,
he waits until the iniquity rises to a certain level. He's long-suffering. His mercy will, what he's saying here is, my mercy will extend to several generations. Yes. I'll remember this so that they can get right. Verse 4 proves it. The word thousands there in Hebrew, alafim, is a double plural indicating 2,000 generations.
Yes.
So if his memory of all those that hate him is only 3 to 4 generations, his hesed memory is 2,000 generations.
Yes. Brother Copeland. Oh, glory to God.
So he only remembers a very short time those that hate him. But those that love him, it's a double. It's 2,000 generations that he'll remember that.
And you go back to, what is it, Isaiah 43? Mm-hmm. I even I am he.
Blot out your transgression
for my own sake.
For his own sake. The reason he doesn't remember my sin any longer, thanks to Jesus, is because of his sake. He can bless me in that.
Go ahead.
See, everything changed at the cross. You're in a new covenant now. So when we look at these commandments, don't let yourself be condemned by the commandments if you're in Christ Jesus. They have been fulfilled. Now, I align my will toward this. Some people say, well, Paul teaches totally against the Ten Commandments. Yes, he does, and no, he doesn't. If you're looking at the Ten Commandments for your righteousness to make you right with God, they won't.
They won't do it.
So here's the thing. What does he remember? He remembers what Jesus did. I should keep my faith in what Jesus did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And because I keep my faith in what Jesus did and love him, these all hang on love. Yes. All 10 of them hang on love. Yes, uh-huh. And I love him, then I won't steal. I won't kill. I won't do these things. I'll keep God first. Now, I'll remember the Sabbath.
Now then, class. Genesis.
Yes.
One, and Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply till the waters in the sea. Hey, this is page 2.
Very beginning of it.
Yeah, do you see that? In my Bible, I turn this over here and it says, page 2. In page 2, the first thing any human ear heard was to be blessed.
Yeah.
So, and I read that, and I read that, and I read it, and I read it, and 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 I wrote it and read up here at the top over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The blessing.
That's it. That's it.
Hence came the book. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds
no sorrow
to it. So beautiful. If that's what he started here, if Elohim blessed, it's Elohim blessing all the
absolutely
way through.
True. Absolutely true.
And when you get over to here, and right, 9:5, and to them was given that they should not kill them, but that they,
Revelation.
And there was a war in heaven, mangling his angels, and prevailed not. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The temple was filled with glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, what do we, what do we, overcome them and all those things that we must, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The end.
Boom. All the way through. It's all the way through. Now, if I was created in his image, why do I need another image?
And in this case, it's wonderful to read the back of the book first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've had people come up to me and I'm not condemning you. I'm not saying you're in sin. I'm not saying you're not going to go to heaven. I'm not saying God doesn't love you and he hadn't blessed you. But I had somebody asking me about a tattoo. And I said, well, you do what you do. And they said, well, I was thinking about getting one of my, of a family member that had dyed their face. And I said, don't do that. No, they're with him.
Yes.
You're making a graven image of a person. Now, I'm not going to get in whether you shouldn't get tattooed or not get tattooed. I know that Jesus, when he returns, will have something written on his leg. I don't know if that's a tattoo or not, but he's got some. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not. And I know what Leviticus says, and I know that you're under grace. And
I know what it went as well not too long ago. I said, did that hurt? He said, well, yeah.
Yeah, but my name has been written. I was created in his image. I told my daughter, she was talking to me about it. I said, well, you're beautiful like you are. You don't need paint on you to make you beautiful. And I don't know why I got off on that, but I just feel the need to say, don't have any graven images.
Yeah. And in that case, that's exactly what that would be.
They're getting grief because they're
that's
still...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're putting your grief on your body permanently. No.
So I advise them, don't do that. If you're going to do a Bible verse or something like that, that's between you and God. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I'm cautious about graven images, like you were with flying. That had become that with you. And it can be anything, guys, in our lives. And this is why you live a fasted life. If you feel something controlling you, get rid of it.
I hadn't thought of this in years and years and years. When I was a little boy, the war was going on. And you could do these tattoos.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They'd just stick on your arm.
And take them off.
That's it. This is my dream. So I'm glad I didn't have any money. I'd have tattooed one on me. But the whole bottom line of this.
Before they get on you, they have to be in you.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, that's right.
That's good.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, we have 5 minutes here. Why don't you wrap it up, Ray?
So when you begin to look at these things, remember this is God's betrothal. He introduces himself to them. The second one, he says, because you and I are one, we're betrothed now, you're going to be a special people to me. He says, you're not going to have any graven images. You're not going to cheat on me. So here's the point. He won't cheat on you.
Amen.
So because here's what I want to get you to understand. All 10 of these, And there were the others. They all hang on love. They all hang on the blessing. Yes. He's committing himself the way he's committing us. He won't break these. He won't break a single one of them where you're concerned. So he's going to be faithful to you, and he's going to remember, because you love him and keep his commandments, he's going to remember to 2,000 generations. Your children and your children's children, that's your inheritance of the Lord. And it's all because of the Ten Commandments.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. And we would teach people this, if we would teach the nation this, we wouldn't have the problems we have.
That's
but
right.
Praise God, there's a revival coming.
Yes, we got a preaching president.
And he's got an office of faith in the White House itself.
Yes. And whether you like it or not, in Air Force One,
yes,
he flew over the Gulf of Mexico and changed it with news media in there to the Gulf of America.
Yes, he did.
With news media there, it is that forever until somebody else changes it. So all of the maps, all of the globes of the world has to be changed because of our president.
How did it become Gulf of Mexico?
The Spaniards did it about thousands of years ago. Nobody really knew. So,
because they were explorers,
yeah,
they named it that.
They named it that. Well our explorer was exploring right over the top of it and named it that with news media there to
record it.
It is done forever.
With the stroke of pen, with just one word, with one vowel. We'll start with commandment number 3, and this is a big one tomorrow. That thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
It actually says he will not carry.
That's it.
The name, right?
That's exactly right. That's what it says in the Hebrew. Very good. Hallelujah.
We'll be back in just a moment.
The Bible isn't meant to be complicated. It's meant to be understood. That's why Richard Francis Weymouth, a renowned Christian scholar and linguist, dedicated his life to creating a translation that brings the New Testament to life in clear, modern English. Kenneth Copeland personally believes this is one of the most powerful study resources you can possess, which is why he wants you to have the New Testament in Modern Speech, a Kenneth Copeland Publications exclusive. Absolutely free. It's not just another translation. It's your key to deeper revelation. With its accuracy and readability, you'll unlock the meaning behind the original Greek text, making the Word of God plain, practical, and powerful for every part of your life. Add this powerful resource to your study library, the New Testament in Modern Speech. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
The New Testament in Modern Speech Bible, yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 to request your free copy. Experience the New Testament in a translation by Richard Francis Weymouth to help bring accuracy and clarity to your study of God's Word. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these 3 things and you'll always be successful. Number 1, find out the will of God. Number 2, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number 3, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
So, Brother Copeland, what was the purpose? What was the purpose of this? Paul, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, explains it for us in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19 through 24. Wherefore serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed, singular, should come to whom the promise was made. It was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. That was Moses. They asked Moses to stand in the gap. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? And Paul says, God forbid. For if there had been a law given which would have given life, verily righteousness should have come by the law. But Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise of faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto faith,
that's
which should afterwards
3, 13,
be... 3:19-24. Should afterwards be revealed. Verse 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, that we might be justified by faith.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of it. To be justified by faith. He offered them the covenant of Abraham when they first came to the mountain. It's a covenant of faith. Abraham believed God. And they said, we got this. And he said, all right, let me show you what's required.
Now, this is a case for Richard Francis Weymouth in Modern Speech. And this is the one that said, you show me your faith, I'll show you my faith with corresponding action instead of works.
Yeah, that's good.
So all of that, and so now it is a KCP publication. Amen.
People can get this.
Yes.
Weiss New Testament, Modern Speech.
Oh.
I encourage them to do that. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law of the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill.
Yes.
This will show you how it's fulfilled.
Yes. And in his translation, instead of just making an explanation, but he just does it in all caps.
That helps renew your mind.
Yes, it does.
It's what you did with the blessing.
That's what.
All caps.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's good stuff.
That's good.
Well, praise God.
Here we are. Praise God. Isn't this wonderful? We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, God loves you. We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Yeehaw!
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.